A legal alien gets life sentence for ongoing sexual abuse of minor child. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. McAllen, Texas, a 35-year-old Mexican citizen who illegally resided in Palmview has been sentenced for producing child sexual abuse material, CSAM, of a family member and coercing the production of CSAM using various chat platforms, announced U.S. Attorney Nicholas J. Ganje. Jesus Adrian Barraza Vega pleaded guilty October 9, 2024. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton has now sentenced Barraza Vega to serve the rest of his life in prison. The court further ordered him to pay $3.00 in restitution to a known victim and a total of $60,000 in fines. At the hearing, the minor victim was present with family and provided a victim letter addressed to Barraza Vega describing the harm he had caused her. In addition, the court heard that Barraza Vega's ongoing abuse of a minor family member continued until just days before his encounter with law enforcement. Children deserve to be safe. Whether online or in their own homes, we all have a duty to protect those most vulnerable to exploitation, said Special Agent in Charge Aaron Tapp for the FBI's San Antonio field office. The FBI works day and night to ensure predators like this are brought to justice. We hope this sentence might bring some sense of closure and healing for the victims and their families. On July 3, 2023, New York authorities discovered inappropriate images were being sent to an 8-year-old minor. A review of the conversation revealed the minor victim had sent sexually explicit videos of herself to an unknown individual using Text Now and WhatsApp. During the course of the conversation, the individual pretended to be a 13-year-old male. He sent images depicting a male's genitalia and messages that were sexually explicit in nature, including requests for the minor victim to engage in sexual acts. Law enforcement conducted a search and determined the subscriber information for the IP address information returned to addresses where Barraza Vega had previously resided, including his current location in Palmview. During an interview with Barraza Vega, he confirmed his prior residences, email addresses and phone number, and that he used Text Now and WhatsApp. All matched the information linked to the accounts used to coerce and entice the production of CSAM from the minor victim in New York. In February 2024, law enforcement executed a federal search warrant for a cell phone identified as belonging to Barraza Vega. The forensic extraction revealed CSAM including videos and images of a minor relative. The material included images and videos of Barraza Vega engaging in various sexual acts with this victim. The videos and images dated from on or about November 11, 2020, to on or about January 18, 2024. FBI conducted the investigation with the assistance of Border Patrol and police departments in Mission and Palmview. Assistant U.S. Attorney Alexa D. Parsale is prosecuting the case, which was brought as part of Project Safe Childhood, PSC, a nationwide initiative the Department of Justice, DOJ, launched in May 2006 to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse. U.S. Attorney's Offices and the Criminal Division's Child Exploitation and Obscenity Section leads PSC, which marshals federal, state and local resources to locate, apprehend and prosecute individuals who sexually exploit children and identifies and rescues victims. For more information about PSC, please visit DOJ's PSC page. For more information about Internet safety education, please visit the Resources tab on that page. Updated February 4, 2025.